10B. Listening.
A question that many parents ask themselves is when they should introduce their children to a sport. If rugby coach Joseph Ting is to be believed, the answer is as soon as possible. 2 years ago, Ting and his colleague Luke Walden founded Rugby Munchkins, a rugby club for toddlers. Players can join from the tender age of two. This is what rugby dad Ollie Sampson has to say about his daughter's experience of the club.
Chloe is three and nearing the end of her first season as a rugby player. She's always been quite a physical, outgoing kind of girl, and she loves her Sunday morning classes, charging around with a ball in her hands, though usually not in the direction the coaches want her to go. Tackling is what she likes best. And if you stand a large, stuffed, orange tackle bag in front of her, she'll bring it crashing to the ground. I think she could be a pretty good player if she sticks at it.
Believe it or not, the motto of the programme is gently introducing children to rugby. We asked one of the coaches to tell us how this theory works in practice.
With the youngest ones, we get them to run across the field with a ball. When they put the ball down, everyone shouts, "Try!" and claps. As they get older, we introduce them to new games like Hungry Munchkins. This is a game which teaches them speed, ball handling, colour identification, and perhaps the hardest lesson of all, to stand in line and wait for their turn. The children are in four teams: red, blue, green, and yellow. In the middle of the pitch, there's a pile of coloured balls. Players take it in turns to collect their team's coloured balls from the pile and bring them back to a basket. We play lots of games like this, and all of our games are educational as well as physical.
It has recently been reported that two-thirds of children would rather that sports were not competitive. So we asked how much emphasis Rugby Munchkins puts on success and failure.
We aim to teach the children that you can keep score without it being everything. They all understand that the process of scoring a try gives their team points, but we don't make a thing about winning. After a match, everyone gets a sticker, not just the winning team.
It'll be interesting to see how many of the current Munchkins are still playing in the future. You never know, one of them might make the national team, which will show that Ting and Walden's efforts have been worthwhile.